we're going to rip off a whole bunch of things and make a movie about a sea monster rape.
Each year, 10,000 tourists visit Ocean Beach. They come to swim, to go boating, or just to lie in the summer sun. But this summer, Ocean Beach has attracted something else. American International presents Tentacles. It slept until man disturbed it. Then it woke with a fury no man could control. Tentacles, a giant octopus with eight writhing arms, deadlier than the claws of a tiger. 8 tons of bone-crunching terror that tears apart a quiet seaside community. Tentacles, starring John Huston, Shelley Winters, Bo Hopkins, Claude Akins, and Henry Fonda. Tentacles, a fight to the death between the mighty jaws of a killer whale and the awesome power of a giant octopus. No sea monster of myth or legend is half so deadly as one that actually exists. Tentacles, the most gripping suspense you'll ever experience. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Radio Drone.
Welcome to another Thursday night. I almost forgot what day we were on. I am Josh Hadley. With me, as always, is the robot.
Yeah, chuch.
That goes to something you guys don't have any clue about, so there. And with me, as always, is also Pieter.
We're going to need a bigger helicopter.
Sure. Okay, we'll do that. And joining us this week is special guest. I don't know if it's special in quotes or not. Brandon from Brandon's unimaginatively titled Brandon's Cult Movie Reviews.
Hello, and people tell me it's special time, so I'll take it.
Fair enough. Well, you know what else you should take? You should take adamandeve.com and use the promo code DROME there. Hey, I take any opening I can. If you use the promo code DROME at adamandeve.com, you get 10 free gifts on top of whatever you order. You get 6 free DVDs, a free mystery gift, a gift for him, a gift for her, and free U.S. shipping. All for using the promo code DROME at adamandeve.com. Last week we looked at the Jaws movies, but this week we're going to look at the spawn of the Jaws movies, all the illegitimate children of Jaws. Because with any blockbuster, with any new genre that you get, you have ripoffs. And wow, Jaws had its share of ripoffs, most international. There wasn't a whole lot of American ones, strangely enough. What is your favorite Jaws ripoff, or what one do you go to first when you hear that term?
Well, for favorites, this one isn't, I wouldn't classify it as a Jaws ripoff, but it is definitely a movie that wouldn't exist if it hadn't been for Jaws, or if Jaws hadn't been so successful, which is Joe Dante's Piranha. That's one where, it's made by Roger Corman. Roger Corman's a guy who never saw a movie trend that he didn't like. It's a movie it's a lot more smartly written, it's a lot more well-made, and it's just, you mentioned last week that Jaws, if they had made it the way they had originally intended, it would have been more of just like a straight-up monster movie. Piranha is just meant to be like a fun, sort of schlocky exploitation monster movie, and that's one of the ones that I find the most entertaining when it comes to movies that came in the wake of Jaws.
I was going to go with Piranha, since Brandon already talked about it, I'll go with my second go-to, which is Orca, which is such a Jaws knockoff that they have the killer whale kill a shark at the beginning of the film just to show how much more badass their sea monster is. And I love that movie because there's a certain element of originality to it, and something that we don't see a lot, which are animals taking on the vigilante genre, because you have the orca's child die, and he begins to follow fishermen, and they have like the climactic showdown at the end, and the orca actually wins, which is kind of surprising. He actually ends up being the hero at the end. So I think Orca is one of those great unsung classics of movies that definitely would not have been made if Jaws hadn't have come out.
In that case, Peter, literally. Do you know how Dino De Laurentiis pitched this film? Find me a fish that can take on a great white.
So he didn't pick a fish, though.
Well, this is Dino De Laurentiis.
My go-to is, well, first off, Piranha is a terrific movie. It is well made. Orca is enjoyable, and it's so ridiculous. I mean, the orca bites off Bo Derek's leg with a cast on it, and it's just insane. But my go-to is one of the biggest ripoffs ever, is The Last Shark. It doesn't just borrow from Jaws. It is Jaws.
To the point of like, a winning plagiarism lawsuit from Universal.
Yeah, to the point of where it's like it had to get pulled from theaters because it was so much like Jaws. You got Vic Morrow doing the Robert Shaw Quint. I mean, so you had Hammer versus Quint. Although it's funny, what was the Cruel Jaws was... it's tough to say which one's a bigger ripoff, because whereas The Last Shark is actually pretty much identical to Jaws, Cruel Jaws has clips from Jaws in it and a few other ocean movies.
I guess technically Cruel Jaws was supposed to be a sequel to Jaws, though.
Yeah, it was actually released on VHS right. as Jaws 5, Cruel Jaws. But then the Italians right. also made Terminator 2, Evil Dead 4, so that's not a surprise.
Well, they made, and yes. Didn't they make, wasn't there Alien 2 as well?
Alien 2 on Earth.
Alien 2 that came, yeah, Alien 2 that came out before Aliens and just confusing the hell out of people. The Last Shark is just bad entertainment. It's like, hey, you remember that movie that you really like? Well, let's watch a really awful version of it.
The funny thing about Last Shark, which I always knew as Great White, that was its original release title. The funny thing is, Universal must have been pissed about that, because for them to file a plagiarism lawsuit at the same time they were fighting a plagiarism lawsuit from 20th Century Fox over Battlestar Galactica ripping off Star Wars. They must have really felt ripped off to say, we're currently being sued for plagiarism, but we're going to sue somebody else for plagiarism, huh?
Never put it past the studio or somebody with money to try to find a way to get somebody else to stop making money. So yeah. While they were doing that, they were like, well, wait a minute. Well, we ripped off this thing, but they ripped us off, so they need to stop. You know, well, we can keep doing it because we're okay, but they need to stop it. You know, I think Battlestar Galactica is... I know a lot of people say that it's a ripoff of Star Wars and everything, and I'm more from the camp of it was influenced by Star Wars. It's different.
I would say the reason that it's seen as such a ripoff is the fact that John Dykstra did the special effects for Star Wars, and John Dykstra did the special effects for Battlestar Galactica. Yeah, there's going to be some similarity when they're both John Dykstra. Yeah.
But the thing is, like, look at how many movies that are out now that all have that color-corrected gray, overly CGI look to it. I mean, how many people thought that the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie was directed by Michael Bay when it was actually directed by somebody else whose name escapes me? But it's a similarity. It's not just a ripoff. So I think that them suing was just petty. Like, but the Last Shark thing, as much as I enjoy it for being bad, it is like that. Okay, that's copyright infringement.
The Last Shark is far, far more of a ripoff of Jaws than Battlestar Galactica is of Star Wars. Like,
yeah.
Cecil has it right. Like, it's basically like an Italian-produced remake of Jaws.
Oh, I don't disagree at all, which actually brings me to my next question. What is the difference between a Jaws ripoff and a movie made to ride the success of Jaws? Because my favorite, quote, Jaws ripoff is Avedaito Asantis's Tentacles, which is often called a Jaws ripoff, but I don't think it is. It's clearly a movie that was made only because Jaws was popular. There's no doubt about that. But the only things it has in common with Jaws is a seaside town that's being tormented by a monster, in this case, a giant octopus. It has no character types in common. It has no story elements in common. It's got nothing in common other than those two rather vague elements. So where is the line between a Jaws ripoff and a Jaws and something that's trying to ride the wake of Jaws?
Yeah, there's definitely like the Last Shark, that's like by far the most blatant Jaws ripoff. For the other movies, one thing a lot of them tried to do is that they, you know, they all had like the underwater POV shots. That's something that, you know, Jaws was really famous for, and then all the ones that came in its wake tried to do that. But yeah, the line between something that was just made to ride the success and ripoff, I think it's probably pretty thin. Like on the one end, you have something like Piranha, which, again, almost no character types. The approach is very different. Other than the fact that it has, you know, fish killing people, the plot's quite different. How you properly like delineate where the line between ripoff and just, I guess the word would be what, cash in?
I'd say that. That's pretty much what Brandon was saying, where you've got a movie like The Last Shark, where it's literally just taking the plot of Jaws, taking the character types of Jaws, and taking Jaws and making a movie that's a clear and obvious f***ing ripoff of Jaws.
In Great White, it even has a character named Peter Benton. Gee, Jaws was written by Peter Bench Lee. Gee.
And he's a writer in the movie, too.
Yeah, and Peter Benton is a horror novelist. You kind of go, wow, you're not even trying to pretend you're not a ripoff, are you?
Whereas movies like Piranha, Orca, movies like that, Tentacles, they're taking this idea of, you know, like a dangerous sea creature running amok on people and, you know, close to a beach town or whatever, close to anywhere where there would be. Like, I haven't seen Piranha in a while, but the Piranha, like, end up invading, like, a water park or something, right? That's, like, kind of the payoff or something like that. Like, resort, and they show up start killing everybody.
Resort.
Yeah. So they, it's kind of where it borrows from Jaws a little bit, where it's, like, water for fun or a body of water, like a beach. But thematically, in characters, in kind of, I guess, location and the way it plays out, it's quite different, but it's really banking on what made Jaws what it is, which is, you know, a thing from the sea that's killing people and is a danger and a threat to everybody. But there is definitely a difference when you've got a movie that's literally using the same plot, the same type of creature, and making a movie like that, and a movie like Piranha that's, it's cashing in on it, but it's still very different at the same time.
Before I get into that, I want to say, the one thing that kind of bugs me in the general public is when they'll call something a ripoff that absolutely is not a ripoff. Like, a big thing for me was when Deep Blue Sea came out. And they're like, oh, it's Jaws ripoff. And how is it? It has it. Okay, it's 24 years after the fact. It has sharks in it. Like, that's really the only tie, you know, that the two movies have together. And that will always bother me. Whenever there's a popular movie, the one that is the go-to, you know, the Terminator or something, and then if another movie comes along and it has a robot, or oh, it's a ripoff of the Terminator, and that always just gets under my skin, because it's like, no, it's not. What are you talking about? But as far as what the line would be of a ripoff of Jaws, I would say, if your movie has a small coastal town and there is some sort of monster that is killing people, and nobody believes that, you know, nobody believes it, or they're really trying to push it down. And I've seen a few movies where they don't want to close because they don't want to close the town because it's their big holiday, whatever is going to happen. Then it's like, all right. You're really kind of getting into just ripoff territory here. So I think that's kind of the line. It doesn't necessarily have to be a shark, but if it's some sort of sea creature that is attacking people and they have to close, you know, all that stuff. So yeah, that's kind of where I put the line.
Well, then does it have to be with the water specifically? For instance, there's two movies that follow that same plot. For instance, Grizzly and Humanoids from the Deep. Both of those follow that basic plot, but Humanoids from the Deep is about the water, but it's about a whole bunch of horny, big-brained fish creatures, or coelacanths, as the scientist calls it. They're called coelacanth. The C is pronounced like an S. The scientist loses all credibility when she says coelacanth. I mean, Humanoids from the Deep and Grizzly, they really are kind of Jaws ripoffs, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they are sort of like Grizzly, especially. because it's using an animal that exists in nature. I'd say Humanoids from the Deep is more Lovecraftian than Jaws knock territory, but it's still very much the same sort of general basis of you have a coastal town and you have these things in the water that are killing people on the beach. But that movie kind of just rips off everything. I mean, the fucking ending to that is Alien.
Yeah, Grizzly, I would say, is definitely a movie that is, it's not as much as a knockoff as The Last Shark, obviously, but that's one where, yeah, you can tell that they were trying to cash in on the success of Jaws there, and it just, the plot is, a lot of it's very similar, other, they just shifted it to, you know, a forest instead of a coastal town. Humanoids from the Deep, I would not classify that one as a Jaws ripoff. It's just more just a general sort of horror exploitation movie that borrows from a whole bunch of things and tries to throw in as much blood and as much, you know, putting some tits in there and just giving some people thrills.
The reason I say that that one's kind of a Jaws ripoff, it opens with the people swimming at night that get attacked by the humanoids. You've got, ironically enough, Vic Morrow as the guy tasked with hunting these things down. You've got the mayor who will not stop the town carnival, and then the monsters end up attacking it. And I mean, it's got so many elements in common, you almost can't not call it a Jaws ripoff, you know?
You can compare it to Jaws for sure, but that's Peter brought up, like, it takes from Alien, like, it's following like a whole bunch of things.
Yeah, it takes a bunch of stuff because it's one of the most Roger Corman movies. Like, it really just uses as many things as it possibly can. But I can see the comparisons to Jaws, but it's just one of the many things that movie capitalizes on, and it's why it's so much fun.
And Cecil, I know you're gonna defend Grizzly that it was written first, but it still came out after.
Mm. Yeah, the director swears up and down that Grizzly was written and was put into production long, you know, before Jaws came out, and it's just an unfortunate series of coincidences that the two movies are so similar. It's a tough call because, I mean, he was very passionate about it, and I mean, there's no, you know, at this point, you know, why would he lie about it? I mean, the movie's, I mean, because this was from an interview decades after, you know, you would think like if it was like he would have came clean and just been like, yeah, you know, but no, he swore up and down that it was just an unfortunate series of coincidences that made the two so very similar. I think it's just it's a possibility because there are a lot of movies that just they happen to have kind of followed the same path and you kind of fill in the blanks in your own head and the two, you know, they're similar, but they're still different. So it's a tough call. So I don't feel even though they are similar, I don't feel that it's an intentional ripoff. You know, I think it's just an unfortunate coincidence. As far as Humanoids from the Deep, I think it's just typical. We're going to rip off a whole bunch of things and make a movie about a sea monster rape.
I'm just going to call this Jawsploitation, whether they're ripoffs or just riding the wake. What ones do you think hit their mark and what ones do you think missed? Because, for instance, I think Mako, the Jaws of Death is an amazing movie. And it's actually kind of amazing that these are real sharks that Richard Jekyll is swimming with. And you can clearly see him in the same frame with real sharks. So that could not have been safe. And then you've got god-awful pieces of shit like Tintorera, Tiger Shark. And then you've got, like, the variations. You've got Barracuda. And then you've got, you know, the famous Devilfish from Mystery Science Theater and whatnot. The Jawsploitation. What ones do you like and what ones do you absolutely hate?
I really wish I would have seen Mako, the Jaws of Death before this, because before we did this, you told me what the plot is about. And I just kind of looked at the cover and just went like, oh, okay, well, I like Richard Jekyll, but I don't know. This kind of looks like it'll just be just another Jaws ripoff. But when you told me the plot, I was like, oh, I actually want to see this now. So I'm kind of kicking myself that I didn't see it before this. But there's one movie. This is a movie that a lot of people don't think of when they think of Jaws knockoffs or Jaws cash-ins, but it's one that you can tell is definitely trying to do that. It's a movie called either Legend of the Dinosaurs, or it's sometimes called Legend of Dinosaurs and Monster Birds. And this is kind of like a stealth Jaws cash-in because the monsters are a plesiosaur and a pterodactyl. but it uses a lot of, like, it has, again, a lot of, like, the POV shots and then, like, you know, coming up to shots of, like, the camera coming up to people swimming. And there's, like, a plot element where they see, like, a fin in the water and then the Coast Guard comes to check it out. And then it turns out it's just a couple of kids playing a prank. And then there's even a shot where there's some divers and then a severed head comes into the frame. So that's a movie where you can tell, I don't know, maybe they decided to make a dinosaur movie before Jaws and then Jaws came out and they said, like, all right, we need to do some Jaws things in it. But that's one where, yeah, it's like a half Jaws ripoff and then half goofy dinosaur movie with, I'm not even kidding, all of the music is either like disco music or smooth jazz. And it's playing at the most inappropriate times you can imagine. Like, there's a part in the movie where two divers, like two women who are out in a boat, and the plesiosaurus attacks them, and there's some gore here, like one of the women's legs gets bitten off, and there's, you know, blood in the water, and it's like all like quiet, smooth jazz playing throughout the entire scene.
So it's kind of like the soundtrack of The Fog. The only thing that her damn radio station ever played was smooth jazz.
Like the pterodactyl's like an afterthought. Like it's like an egg at the beginning, and then it only hatches into a full-grown pterodactyl for some reason at the very end. But the pterodactyl has its own theme song, and it's actually a pretty funky, like, sort of disco instrumental. It just has absolutely no place playing when a pterodactyl is attacking people. Oh man, the Legend of the Dinosaurs was pretty bad, because on the one hand, like, I know I just made it sound like it could be so bad it's good. Half of it is that. The other half is really slow and boring. The monsters look absolutely terrible. Like, according to the back of the DVD, the movie's Japanese, and it was supposedly the most expensive movie that Toy Studios had made up until that point. You would not be able to tell seeing the monsters in this thing. Like, the plesiosaur looks like something from out of, like, the Flintstones movie. It just, except it's, and it's, it looks cartoonish, and it's stiff, and it's just, ugh.
So it's basically,
it just looks awful.
Are you saying it's basically the Crater Lake monster?
It looks, no, this looks goofier than the Crater Lake monster. Like, the Crater Lake monster looks like something from Jurassic Park compared to this. I'm not even kidding.
For ones that I believe really caught on well, those ones that I've already talked about, I'd say, you know, Piranha and Orca would be my favorites. And worst, the worst I would consider to not even be of Jaws exploitation, it would be one of the actual Jaws sequels, and that is Jaws 4. I do find that movie to be pretty goddamn unwatchable.
Fair enough.
There's just such a variety of them. You know, you've got, like you said, Mako. It really is hard for them to make a shark movie that I just won't watch. Or should I say, like, a sea creature movie. It has to really fail. So I don't really have, like, a worst. I mean, if you're going to press me for a bad one, I probably would go with Devilfish, because really I could. That's one I really could only watch with the Mystery Science Theater version.
I've seen that one unriffed.
I've seen it unriffed too, and it's just after I've seen the riffed version, like, you just can't go back to, like, Clonus. I can watch it riffed or unriffed because it's actually a good movie, whereas Devilfish is just a bad movie made better by the riffing. So
not even Michael Sopke could save that one.
No, unfortunately.
I haven't seen Devilfish, but I vaguely remember the Mystery Science Theater episode, but I've been wanting to discover it just because one of my favorite Z-grade action guys are in it.
Mm-hmm. It's not terrible. I mean, I could probably watch it unriffed and still enjoy it because it's so corny. There's just, it's constantly the bad guy's talking to himself and just, I'm going to do this to the world. It's like, oh, it's, oh, so God, bad.
As far as Michael Sopke movies go, I think 2019's better than Devilfish, in my opinion.
It's better than a lot of movies.
Hell yeah.
To me, when it comes to Jaws exploitation, there are a couple of factors. And I think the sleaziest is actually the 1969, yes, this is 6 years pre-Jaws, Burt Reynolds movie Shark. They re-released that movie after Jaws came out with a new ad campaign. Because, see, in reality, one of the cameramen was actually killed by a shark filming this movie back in 69. It's a Samuel Fuller movie. And Burt Reynolds without a mustache, which is probably the creepiest part of the whole movie. Burt Reynolds without a mustache is just wrong.
They have to, like, go in and CGI the mustache in.
Perhaps. It's kind of like watching Frogs, and you go, that's not Sam Elliott. I don't care if it sounds like Sam Elliott. He doesn't have a mustache.
Yeah.
But what they did was they re-released Shark with a new ad campaign, the movie with the real Jaws, and they played the fact that a cameraman was actually killed, and his death, the footage that he was shooting when the shark attacked him, is still in the film. Burt Reynolds and Samuel Fuller both washed their hands of the film and would have nothing to do with it. To me, that's the sleaziest post-Jaws exploitation. In reality, the worst probably would either be Barracuda, just because it's a really, really bad movie, or Rene Cardona Jr. movie Cyclone, which isn't even really a Jaws knockoff at all. Yes, there's sharks attack people in the final 2 minutes of this 2 hour long film. Despite the shark on the cover eating a guy, that's only in there for 2 minutes. But I think the worst thing about that is that movie, it's Italian and it's Ray Cardona Jr., they really kill a dog in the movie on camera rather than do a special effect dog. Yeah. They just take the dog and cut its throat and then throw it to the sharks. God. And I'm like, you know what? Just screw you, Cyclone. Screw you, Rene Cardona Jr. Which kind of brings me to the same thing.
I didn't know that.
Brings me to the same thing with Tintorera. That, you know, that stars Hugo Stiglitz. After Night of a Thousand Cats, Hugo Stiglitz can fucking rot for all I care. And any movie he touches can fucking rot.
What did he – did he actually kill a cat?
He killed numerous cats in Night of a Thousand Cats.
I haven't seen it. I find – fuck him anyway. I find him overrated to begin with. City of the Walking Dead or whatever is a – pile of shit. Yeah, fuck Hugo Stiglitz.
Yeah, fuck him.
Fuck Rene Cardona Jr.
Yeah, fuck him too.
Outside of actual people and animals being killed, I gotta go with Barracuda being the worst. It's have any of you ever tried to sit through Barracuda? Any of you?
Yeah. I've never actually seen
I tried to do that for an episode of my show.
It's boring as hell, isn't it, Brandon?
I actually bailed on it. Yeah, I had a hard time getting through it. And it's with that one, it almost forgets it's like a Jaws cash-in like halfway through too. Like it's almost more about like trying to create a plot with like the intrigue of like what is it? It's like a chemical plant or something is doing
because
everything.
The Barracuda only attacks someone in the first 5 minutes and the last 5 minutes. The rest of it is a bunch of characters I don't care about.
And it's because the reason the Barracuda are attacking people is because they have low blood sugar, which is the weirdest reason ever. So they're cranky and need a Snickers bar. If someone would just feed these barracudas give them a piece of candy, everything would be okay.
The Dan White defense. Okay, in the more modern era, though, we still have what people call Jawsploitation. They don't call them Jaws ripoffs very often anymore. Deep Blue Sea, the shark attack movies, things like that are still very much Jawsploitation, and I think they kind of are. Because before Jaws, people really didn't care about shark movies. The fact that shark movies are more popular now than almost in the 70s even, do you think that those are still Jawsploitation, or are the shark attack movies, which I think there's only three of them, thank God, but most of the New Image films and all that, are those actual Jawsploitation, or are those just really, really bad shark movies?
Let's see. Yeah, it looks like there's three shark attack movies.
Because I remember the first one was actually had a budget to it. The second one is got the horribly bad CGI sharks. And the third one said, screw that, we're going to use real sharks and we'll just Photoshop people in their mouths. I don't think that's better.
Well, I think it was made for HBO when HBO was doing like some of their like, I think it was Thursday night action or something.
Was that Casper Van Dien and Ernie Hudson, if I'm remembering right?
It was Casper Van Dien and Ernie Hudson.
I think Ernie Hudson was the villain.
I saw it simply because this was shortly after Starship Troopers. And I was like, oh, Casper Van Dien in a Rico in a shark movie. Yeah. And I thought it was fun. But like you said, the two and three, wow, I think like $1.50 was spent on the special effects. It was stock footage, and just it was really laughably bad. Lower than Asylum level of bad special effects.
To be honest, that's what you get with a new Image film.
Nah, there was a lot of good new Image films, like in the mid 90s.
You say Raging Sharks, you're off the show.
No, I mean. There was a time when, you'd turn on cable and you'd be flipping through and all of a sudden the new Image logo would pop up and it's like, oh, you know, you knew that you were in for 90 minutes of bad action, entertaining, but bad. So and I'm always up for that. I'd rather watch that than some of the garbage that gets peddled out now. At least it's a little more genuine. It knows what it is. I don't think that the later movies now are exploitation or Jawsploitation simply because, okay, Nosferatu was the first vampire movie. Does that mean that every vampire movie after that is Nosferatu exploitation? I think it's just here was a movie a long time ago that was really successful, and every now and then they're going to make a movie that happens to have sharks in it as the villain, or some sort of sea creature in it as the villain.
I think you were right in that shark movies weren't really that popular before Jaws, so I think a lot of any like shark movie owes at least a little something to Jaws, but like something like Deep Blue Sea, I wouldn't really call a Jawsploitation movie. It's just sort of a shark movie. Same with like Sharknado, let's say. I have a theory, like I think sharks must be easy to animate in CGI because they don't have hair and they don't move a whole lot. So I'll bet that's probably why there's so many of these sort of low budget CGI shark movies coming out. So they definitely owe something to Jaws, but I wouldn't call them Jawsploitation myself.
I think for a time, shark movies were definitely inspired by Jaws. And then after the string of the shark attack movies, after the guy was still wired and wanted to eat some pussy, after the Asylum ones and just, you know, mega shark after mega shark, double-headed shark attack and Sharknado and like all this, it's become a genre in itself where it's not even so much Jaws anymore. It's just the bad shark movie genre made on purpose.
Like, sharks instead of Jawsploitation, sharksploitation.
Yeah, I think it's just sharksploitation at this point. It's no longer, none of the plots are even at all similar to Jaws anymore. For one, it's at this point, it's literally now just, okay, well, how giant can we animate the shark? Let's just put some people around it. The shark attack, like Shark Attack 3, I think they're on a cruise ship, and people are like jet skiing into giant
it
shark
takes
mouths
out
that are
an airliner.
Well, no, it takes out an airliner in Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus.
Yes, that's right.
And the Golden Gate Bridge.
Shark Attack 3 has that great moment of the guy trying to drive away with the jet ski and laughing to himself, and then just driving into like biggest open mouth shark head just kind of sticking out of the water. The thing just keeps changing size depending on who it's eating. So I think when it came to that point, such a departure from Jaws, from like not just being a killer shark movie, but like just the characters and the plot and the plot devices, where it really just became its own shark exploitation thing. It devolved completely from having anything to do with Jaws. I would call Anaconda more of a Jaws exploitation than I would call the Shark Attack movies and the Asylum shark movies Jaws exploitation. They're just killer shark movies. As Josh said, they're shark exploitation.
When you get into any kind of knockoff exploitation genre, I don't know if experimenting is the right word, but you start experimenting with different versions of the formula. Do you think it's good or bad that we have so many variances on the shark exploitation, like the Sharknados, or like with Raging Sharks, where an alien spacecraft explodes and its engine lands in the ocean, and that's what's causing the sharks to mutate and go crazy? Is that where you're? I'm serious. If you haven't seen that movie, that's really the plot. At that point, are you running out of ideas, or are you just trying to keep it fresh?
I think it's good and bad simultaneously, probably. It's leading to
a lot of poorly made movies, some of which were entertaining, some of which not so much. And yeah, it's probably a case of both running out of ideas and then just trying to think up the most ridiculous thing possible and, you know, throwing everything against the wall and seeing what sticks.
Alien spaceship crashes in the water and turns sharks into half alien, half shark hybrids. I'm up for just about anything, you know?
I think the whole hating nature thing can work. I mean, this is kind of a ridiculous side of having it be a downed alien spacecraft mutate sharks. But, you know, Prophecy, the monster movie, not the Christopher Walken, Archangel movie, had a bear being mutated by Mercury and becoming what would become the basis for Man Bear Pig, and that was an awesome movie.
It also had a kid trying to run away in a sleeping bag that you shouldn't be funny, but is.
It's the hopping banana kid that gets smacked into a rock and explodes into feathers. It can work. I think it can, and it can be really over the top. Sometimes it can be genuinely good, and sometimes it can be really bad, as Brandon had stated. But you have to take a chance with it. And I think it is an attempt to kind of make it a little more to refresh it, to be like, okay, well, we've had normal sharks. Let's have super alien mutation sharks and see where that takes us. Or let's have a bear get mutated by Mercury and kill some poor banana kid. You know, you never know where it's going to go. It could be fun. It could suck. But either way, I guess it'll be an experience. And it's you have to at least give them credit for attempting to do something different. So the mutation thing is it's a cool avenue to go by. And if it works, it works. If it works, it works really well. It ends up being really cool.
Well, now, like with any kind of ripoff exploitation, whether it be Mad Max exploitation, Alien exploitation, Jaws exploitation, or whatever, you eventually, it's not always an ebb and flow. Eventually, you hit a bottom. The slasher movies bottomed out. The Alien movies bottomed out. The Road Warrior knockoffs bottomed out. And for a while, the Jaws movies bottomed out. After about 1984, you didn't see any more Jaws exploitations. But then in the early 90s, we started to see the shark exploitations. Do you think this one's going to bottom out again too? Because, I mean, like the late 90s slasher movie trend, that bottomed out eventually. Do you think that with the rash of shark exploitation movies that we've got, that this is going to bottom out anytime soon, or is this kind of here to stay?
I think people are getting sick of it, noticeably sick of it, myself included. When I heard that there was going to be Sharknado 2, I literally just sat in my chair and went, oh, fuck this. Like, it got to a point where it's like, it's bottomed out, where they've, Asylum has done every ridiculous avenue of these just over-the-top, crappy, meant-to-be shitty CGI movies. And even after Sharknado came out, I did try to like it, but I had like a cynical attitude about it, going like, I'm literally sitting here watching a movie about a tornado made of sharks. This is some dumb shit, even for my taste. And I think, and there are a lot of other people that have that opinion. So I think it is bottoming out, because at this point, people are getting genuinely frustrated with it.
Oh, of course it will. I mean, no trend lasts forever, and I don't think this one's going to be any different. At some point, they're going to move on to whatever the next trend is, whether it's platypus exploitation or whatever the hell it is, something we probably can't predict. Yeah, it's not going to be around forever, and eventually, yeah, the bottom will go out, and then who knows, maybe decades down the line, it'll flare back up again.
Cecil, since I know you actually like the Asylum shark movies, you probably don't want the bottom to fall out, do you?
Well, no, it's not that. I mean, eventually it'll happen. Although there are certain things that are going on far longer than I thought. Like, look at zombies. Like, zombies, yeah. I thought they hit critical mass a few years ago, but they're still going strong. I mean, we've got another Walking Dead series starting up. We've got another influx of a bunch of zombie video games. There's a nonstop parade of zombie movies. So with sharks, if you may not like Sharknado, but the second one was huge, and that's and now they're working on the third one. There's no reason for them to stop, because people are watching them. And the Sharknado thing is, it's become popular because it's an interactive thing. Like people are live tweeting it and they're why, you know, and then Riff Trax does it. And it's, so it's all about like mocking it. Giant shark versus mecha shark, or mega shark versus mecha shark, and this versus that. So I think that it's not going to go away anytime soon, but eventually, like anything, it'll go away.
When it comes to any kind of shark exploitation, almost more than any other kind of exploitation subgenre, you've got the inevitable parodies. And you know, I mean, you got the Jaws references on Saturday Night Live, and Sharknado is on sketch comedy shows and whatnot. You've got all of the parody movies and whatnot. What about something like Blood Beach from 1980? It very much was riding the wake of Jaws without riding the wake of Jaws, but its tagline, remember the tagline for Jaws 2, just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water. Blood Beach's tagline was, just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water, you can't get to it. Is that when it becomes a parodied part of pop culture, is that when the trend needs to stop? When Sharknado is parodied on Saturday Night Live, is that when it needs to stop, whether it will or not? Should sharksploitation go away? Should it still be around? I'm talking from a critical perspective in your point.
I think the fact that Sharknado was on Riff Trax is really kind of missing the point of what a so bad it's good movie is. It does bother me that these are like manufactured shitty movies instead of movies where they went out to make something that they thought was going to be really good, and it ended up being like unintentionally hilarious, and those were the movies that would be riffed on Mystery Science Theater or like a later Riff Trax stuff. Whereas this is like they're purposely making it as terrible as possible, yet Riff Trax is still doing it, and sketch comedy shows are like making fun of it. What are you making fun of if the movie is already making fun of itself? And when it comes to that point, when it hits that point, which not a lot of things have, I do think it's time for it to die. Because this is something that was set out to be as purposely shitty as possible and self-aware and already making fun of itself, and it's on Riff Trax. Like, I'm not going to put myself through that and watch it. Like, it just seems very cringy. Like, they're making fun of something as if it's not already making fun of itself. It just makes no sense to me.
For the Riff Trax thing with Sharknado, I think the main reason they did that was because so many people asked them to, right? Like they were just kind of responding to fan demand. But with the like Saturday Night Live parodying it, I think that's definitely a sign that this whole thing's reaching critical mass for sure, and it's probably, I would guess, on the downturn. But maybe in 10 years we'll be talking about Sharknado 19. That'll have gotten made instead of Jaws 19.
Well, then before I go to Cecil, let me ask you this. Are we a different type of audience as the movie geeks than, say, just the people who would just go out and live tweet Sharknado, who maybe have never seen Tintorera or Barracuda or Tentacles or anything, or have no idea that there are actually three Shark Attack movies? Are we not the right audience for this anymore?
I would think that we're definitely a different audience from, like, I guess, for lack of a better term, a mainstream audience, because there are people, I know people who have never heard of the types of movies that, you know, we talk about on our show, but still know what Sharknado is or would still live tweet it. So yeah, I definitely think we're probably not the intended audience for it, for sure.
The thing is, the reason why the movies like Sharknado and stuff is because they've kind of hit a cultural funny point. Continuing to make money, they don't cost that much to produce, and for them to crank out a sequel once a year is not that hard to do, and they're pulling in enough bucks from it, and then they sell the rights to Riff Trax, and Riff Trax makes fun of it. And the thing is, like, they know that it's bad, and the guys at Riff Trax understand that, and they still make fun of it. And like, whereas movies like Twilight, where they mock how bad it is, but when they're going after the Sharknado movies, like, a different angle, they understand that it's bad, and they kind of mock it from that perspective. So it does continue to take the piss out of it, even though it already does take the piss out of itself. So I think that, honestly, they got the third one coming, and they might do, but I don't think that they're going to continue with that. I think that they might do Sharknado 4 will probably be either the last one, or they'll do some kind of crossover, you know, Sharknado versus Zombie NATO or something. Was it Z NATO? And then that'll be which was in Z Nation. They had a zombie tornado.
And you honestly, Cecil, question why I say Z Nation is a face f- to zombie films.
It's no more than a lot of other, you know, bad zombie films. So what the, you know, it's just an ongoing corny TV show where they kind of take zombies to the nth degree. The Walking Dead comes at it from a serious perspective. They come at it from not a silly perspective, but like, let's have a little bit more fun with it instead of being so serious. And
Z Nation is, to me, the first clue is that Harold Perrineau has tax problems. So what are your final thoughts on sharksploitation? Which ones do you prefer? Now, all of you are younger than me. So I grew up when the Jawsploitation was still in its first phase. Do you guys prefer the late 70s, early 80s sharksploitations, or the 90s to 2000s, because that's when you grew up? Where's your soft spot for Jawsploitation or sharksploitation?
I honestly can't stand the Shark Attack movies and the Asylum movies, and it's not because of when I grew up or the fact that I prefer, because I don't prefer older movies. I just I like what I like, and I don't really like modern Jawsploitation movies just because I think there's a bit too much of a sense of this is meant to be bad. It's funny, laugh at it because of that. That annoys me a bit. Like, you know, If you're not taking the movie seriously, if you're not taking your audience seriously, then fuck you, I'm not going to bother. Because even Kung Fury had some effort to it, even if it was meant to be, like, retarded. They actually paid mind to a lot of things. But the reason why I prefer a lot of the older ones is they still tried to be genuine movies. Piranha, even if it's like a goofy exploitation-y type film, it still has some really solid effects and some really solid acting, and I dig the plot. Same with movies like Orca. Tentacles is a lot of fun as well. There's even Grizzly. Grizzly is a lot of fun to watch as well. That's kind of why. It's not necessarily that I... Because the Shark Attack movies and the Asylum movies would be more, I guess, to my generation, because I'm 26. So I was not even born when Jaws had come out yet. But I prefer the original Jaws and the Jawsploitation movies because of that time, because I feel like they have a lot more heart to them, and I feel like they were trying to do a lot more than just simply meaning to be shitty like the Asylum Shark movies and Sharknado and Shark Attack were appealing to people who had seen Mystery Science Theater and were kind of going, well, these people like things that are shitty and making fun of bad things, so let's make a bad thing for the sake of it being bad. I'm not into that. Doesn't float my boat, which is why I'll always prefer the Piranhas and the Orcas of the Jawsploitation. And even I prefer, like, I think one of the last sort of tail ends of the Jaws knockoff generation, I genuinely enjoyed Deep Blue Sea for what it was. I actually thought that was a pretty cool movie, and it was silly. But again, I feel like it tried to do something, and it didn't do a bad job of it.
I am younger, and I wasn't around when a lot of the older movies got released, but I still have a soft spot for them because when I was a kid, cable, all of these movies would get played all the time on, like, TBS and TNT. Like, they played Tentacles, they played Orca, they played Grizzly. So I watched those movies like at a very young age. I had, like, you know, VHS tapes of them from 2 a.m. on TBS. And also, like what Peter said, they seem to have more heart to them. Like a movie like Piranha, yeah, okay, sure, it's something that didn't exist without Jaws. It is sort of trying to ride the coattails of Jaws' success. It doesn't have a lot of money, but they tried to make the best damn low budget sort of Jaws cash in that they could, and it resulted in a really entertaining movie. So yeah, so I definitely think I prefer the older the Jawsploitation as opposed to just the Sharksploitation movies.
Cecil, since you disagree with everything I say, you're gonna probably gonna go with the just Sharksploitation stuff.
No, I like the older stuff better, but because the newer stuff, it's still good. Now I'm talking from a as far as the newer stuff that I actually like, you know, the Deep Blue Seas, the Shark Attack, or not Shark Attack, Shark Night, movies like that where they're made by competent people with the intention of being good, with the intention of being a fun ride. But the movies, the Sharknadoes, the Shark Attacks, all those kind of movies, they're corny and they're entertaining. But I mean, I don't really put them on like a higher pedestal. Like they're just like, I'll watch it if it's on, and sharks are eating people and it's got bad effects and it's funny. But for like quality, you can't get past those 70s and 80s movies. You know, the Jaws is just good. Tentacles, even Humanoids from the Deep, because they were using like practical effects and they're shooting they were shot on film and it still looks good. Whereas a lot of movies today, it's like flashy and bad CGI, and it's not because they're rushed to the market, they're not color corrected properly. So a lot of the CGI stands out. And, it's fun to watch for 90 minutes, but I'm not going to go plunk down however much for the Blu-ray, 30 years from now. Probably we'll just kind of goof on it and move on. So I prefer the old ones, but I don't mind the new ones.
I think it should be no surprise to anyone that I prefer the Jawsploitation over the garbage from New Image and The Asylum and all of that crap. That should not be a surprise at all.
Yeah, but that's because Josh Hadley doesn't like anything above 1995.
Shut up.
When was Shangri-La?
Shangri-La Plaza was 89.
Nothing past 89, Shangri-La Plaza, that's when it all ended for Hadley.
Hey, Cecil? It's not a mall.
Oh, it's not. God, why do I bring it up?
All
Shangri-La! Shangri-La!
Nick Castle, what the hell?
What the hell? That entire cast, what were you doing? Mercedes rhymes with ladies?
All right, so where can we find Brandon? Since this is the first time you've been on the show, where can people see your stuff?
You can find me on YouTube. Just search Brandon Tenold, and I should come right up there. On Twitter, I'm just at Brandon Tenold, and on Facebook, I'm Official Brandon Tenold.
Ooh, Official. So, I know.
Does that
mean there's a fake?
There's my real Facebook profile, which is just for people that I'm actually friends with in real life. But for people who like my videos, they go to the official one.
Fair enough. Peter, if anyone wanted to find you, God knows why, where would they do so?
If anybody wanted to find the, unfortunately not the official Petr Gagic, I am the unofficial one. I'm just kind of moderating the page. You could find me on YouTube, The Cinemasochist, on Twitter, at Cinematica, Facebook, The Cinemasochist, and stop on over on 1201beyond.com because I'm there too. And buy some shirts, support the product, and that's about it.
And Cecil, I hesitate to go to you because I know you're not going to remember the name of the website you're on anymore.
I remember it. But beyond that, I got the Asylum on the phone, and they're giving me $100,000 to make Shark Pyre versus Frankencroc versus the Orca Mummy.
It takes $100,000 to make that?
It takes $100,000 to get enough coke to make that.
Oh, I see.
I'm pocketing 90 of it myself, so.
Are you trying to say that Cracked isn't going to somehow make this list into one of theirs?
I'm thinking.
At least credit us this time, goddammit.
Yeah. You can find me at escapistmagazine.com. You can also find me on the YouTubes. Just look for Good Bad Flicks. You can find me at goodbadflicks.com. I'm also on the Facebook and the Twitter and all that fun stuff.
And you can find me at 1201beyond.com. You can contact the show at 1201beyond@gmail.com. Try and have a little bit. have a little bit of pride in your movie watching. New Image and The Asylum are not good. Just
yes,
deal with
it. Shush.
Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.